The question was asked, is the Chazon Ish implying that if one had true bitachon, then he wouldn't do anything against his competition? That's not what the Chazon Ish said. As we continue the Chazon Ish, we'll discuss how when one has true bitachon, then one will compete and try to ensure that one has a livelihood, but within the confines of the system. One will not lie for it. One will not slander for it. One will remain within the system. Because if I have bitachon, then I also believe that if I adhere to the system, if I go with the system that Hashem gave me, then the correct outcome will come. Whether I like it more or less, I will get to the right place. And that's what I wanted to mention, that one of the tools that one should have in order to be able to live with this is a saying a person should be accustomed to saying. The pasuk says, "Ani letumi halachti." I went with wholeness with Hashem. I did mine. I did what was right. Whether the outcome was right or wrong, that's not my control. But I have bitachon, so then ani letumi halachti. And if a person can be accustomed to saying that, then that can ameliorate many pains of the heart. I'll tell you a small story. It was Hanukkah. We won't mention which year. And I spoke to the guys at the Machon and I said, look, I don't have many nights available to be with my family. But if you guys want to learn on this night, I will take the night off and I won't be with my family. If you want to learn, we'll have learning together. And they said yes. And so I publicized the shiur. I told my family I wouldn't be home that night. It was one of two or three nights I had that year. And one person showed up to the shiur. Okay? So now, for one person, it's worth learning Torah. But for one person, I wouldn't have canceled Hanukkah with the family, right? But I committed, already publicized, and I could never know when someone else would show up, because we already publicized this year. So I stayed the whole night till 12, 1 o'clock, learning with the person. Now, 12, 1 o'clock, as I'm cleaning up from the learning, I'm looking back and I'm saying, gee, I would have rather been with the family. I don't have that many opportunities where I could have been with my kids. I'm with you guys here tonight. I'm not at home with the kids. So a person can be really frustrated. And I looked back and I said to myself, did I make a mistake? Or did I do what was right? I tried to set up learning. It should have worked out. It didn't work out. Many factors came together for it to be a flop. I did what I could. If you feel you can say that, I didn't feel I could say that. Because I thought back and I said to myself, I should have made a sign-up sheet a day beforehand. I should have had a better gauge of who was coming. So it's not so accurate because we posted it on Facebook to about 300 people. And of those 300 people, some said they were coming also and never showed. So I'm saying it wasn't so feasible to make a sign-up sheet. But if you come to a conclusion, I did what I could and I worked with Hashem's system, and if this is the outcome, then obviously this is what Hashem wants. Come on, you could live with it. And you spend much less time eating your heart out. Because otherwise you look at it and say, gee, wouldn't it have been nicer? Don't I owe more time to my kids? Shouldn't I have been home? What did I do this for? Yeah, Torah is important. I'm teaching Torah the rest of the year. I finally have one night where I could be with my kids. I took that away from them. For what? So I'm saying you can really eat yourself up. I'm saying even on spiritual things. Life doesn't always play itself out the way we expect. We try. And if we know we did what we were supposed to do, then a person should be accustomed to saying, Ani letumi halachti. I went in wholeness with Hashem. I did what I could. Worked out right. It didn't work out right. Okay. It shouldn't be a cop-out. If you look back and say, gee, I could have prevented this. I could have had more foresight. I could have acted more responsibly and it would not have played itself out this way. Then learn from it. Then you can't say that. But sometimes you can. Sometimes you say, Ani letumi halachti. I did what I could. And that, again, the Chazon Ish isn't saying don't compete. For sure you should compete. But you don't have to go crazy competing. You work within the system. There's a fine line. The Chazon Ish will spend much of the remainder of this chapter and the next chapter discussing how you should compete. How bitachon doesn't mean forget it, give up, whatever is supposed to be will be. You put in a tremendous effort within the system. Within the system. Yes. Yerishon. Okay.